I personally don't believe that the success that I've been blessed enough to enjoy would have ever happened if it were not for you. I've always said that to everybody. I'm going to tell you right to your face right now. I owe you the world. You will always be my little brother.
My man.
Allen Iverson is one of the best people I've ever known. And right. I'm proud to call him my little brother because obviously I was blessed and fortunate to know him more intimately than most. And right. I know a lot of the ups and downs. He knows that I know that, but that's always his business to tell. But right. I really sincerely mean it when I say that I don't think I would be as blessed and fortunate to be where I am today if it were not for him and the trust that he placed in me and the love that he showed me throughout the years. We certainly had our ups and downs because of my job and what I had to do when he would do something for public consumption or whatever. Right. I certainly never betrayed his trust. But when you do something for the world to see, I got to comment on it and what have you, because that was my job description. But in the same breath, I didn't share this with everybody, but I'll share it with you right now. You know, one of the times when I was writing a story on him near the end of his career, and we hadn't spoken for a while because he was so upset, I was thinking he was upset about the story. He could care less about what was written. It didn't even mean anything to him. All that mattered to him was the byline. That it was my name on it, because he has so much love and appreciation and respect for me that he expected more from me than I had given him with that particular story. And it turned out that it wasn't much at all, but it changed my relationship with him forever, because I realized that at that particular moment in time, our relationship was so special that he just had that level of expectation, and suddenly the stories itself did not become, it wasn't that important anymore. What was most important to me was the relationship that we had cultivated with one another. That mattered most. So let somebody else tell those stories. But he was confiding in me as a big brother. I certainly never betrayed that trust, and I never will. But I realized at that moment how he felt about me, and I had never known. And from the moment that I realized that, it changed our relationship forever. And we are who we are and who we will always be to one another.